I used to forget every dream within minutes of waking. Now I have a small archive of them, and a few have told me something true before I was ready to say it to myself awake. Jung didn't think dreams were random noise from a resting brain. He thought they were messages from the unconscious, compensating for whatever your conscious mind was too rigid or too avoidant to see. I was skeptical of that framing for a long time, until I actually started writing dreams down instead of letting them evaporate by the time I'd made coffee, and noticed how often the same images kept returning, unprompted, around whatever I was actually struggling with that month. You don't need a Jungian analyst to start this practice, though a real one is genuinely valuable if you can access one. What you need is a way to actually capture the dream before it's gone, and a structured way to sit with it afterward instead of just shrugging and moving on with your day. Before anything else, keep a notebook or your phone by the bed. You have roughly the first 60 seconds after waking before a dream starts dissolving. Write fragments if that's all you get. A color, a feeling, a single image. Fragments are still usable. Capturing it before it's gone. The habit that actually made this work for me. Write the raw dream down first in whatever fragmented, non-linear form it comes in before trying to interpret anything. Interpretation too early flattens the strangeness that's usually where the real material is. Dream capture prompt. I want to log a dream properly. I'll describe what I remember, even if it's fragmented or doesn't make narrative sense. Ask me follow-up questions to help me recall more detail. The setting, who was there, how I felt, what happened right before I woke up, before we do any interpretation at all. Reading it through a Jungian lens. Once the dream is actually captured, this is where a Jungian informed conversation earns its place. Jung's framework isn't about looking up symbols in a dictionary. A snake doesn't mean the same thing in every dream for every person. It means asking what the images are doing for you specifically, right now. Jungian dream analysis prompt. Here's a dream I had. Describe it in full. Acting as a guide familiar with Jungian dream analysis, help me explore this, not by telling me what symbols mean in some universal sense, but by asking what associations I personally have with the key images, and helping me consider whether any figures in the dream might represent disowned or unacknowledged parts of myself. The most useful dream I've logged this way featured someone I hadn't thought about in years, in a role that made no literal sense. The follow-up questions about what that person represented to me, not who they actually were, led somewhere I hadn't expected. A trait of theirs I'd quietly admired and never let myself claim as something I could also have. Recurring dreams and patterns. A single dream is a data point. A recurring one, or a recurring feeling across different dreams, is usually the unconscious repeating itself because the first message didn't land. This is where keeping an actual archive pays off. Once you have a handful logged, paste several dream entries in at once and ask what images, settings, or emotional tones keep showing up across them. Patterns that are invisible dream by dream often jump out immediately once you can see several side by side. The anima, the animus, and the shadow. Lightly held. Jung's specific archetypal categories, the anima, the animus, the shadow, the persona, are genuinely useful lenses, but I'd caution against forcing every dream figure into one of these boxes. Sometimes a figure in your dream is just a figure. The framework is a set of possible questions to ask, not a code to crack. Worth saying plainly, AI dream interpretation is a reflective tool, not a diagnostic one, and it has no formal training in depth psychology. It's pattern matching against what's been written about Jung, not practicing analysis. If dreams are surfacing genuinely disturbing or traumatic material repeatedly, that's worth bringing to an actual therapist, ideally one trained in Jungian or depth-oriented work. What I've actually learned from my own archive. 6 months of intermittent dream logging hasn't handed me some grand unified theory of my unconscious. What it's given me is a handful of moments where a dream said something true about a fear or a want that I hadn't yet said to myself while awake, usually a few weeks before I was ready to admit it out loud. That's not nothing. That's actually most of what Jung claimed dream work could offer.